Pretty happy with what you have put on film this summer?
I think so. I think I've had a great training camp. I think I've done some pretty good things in this preseason. You know, obviously, I said it earlier, there's mistakes that you make, you know, but that's what you grow from. You know, that's what, you know, wants you to get dressed and go practice today. You want to get better. You want to keep getting better and growing. And that's what's the most important, especially the quarterback position, that they see you growing. You're not making the same mistakes twice. You're not, you know, making the same mistakes. So it's just, I mean, you control what you control, you play hard, and you hope for the best.
Matt, you mentioned the coaching situation here. It's interesting because Doug played the position, Frank played the position, John mm-hmm. played the position. How helpful is that for you guys to have all these minds that have actually done it?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're playing for former quarterbacks, they understand, you know, what you're going through, what you're seeing out there, why you did what you did, and you're able to just kind of talk football and talk playing the quarterback position. And I think in the short time that I've been here, you know, I've kind of been able to open my eyes up a little bit, you know, and understanding the game a little better, understanding our offense a little better, understanding situational football a little better because of Doug and Frank and Coach Flip, you know, so it's a great place to be right here. And again, I just want to go out, play well in this fourth game, and take it from there.
What have you been most pleased with in terms of what you've been able to accomplish in camp? And by the same comparison, what are some of the things that you feel that you haven't accomplished?
Right. Well, I think I picked up the system fairly quickly. You know, I've been here for like 5 months. And it's a complex offense. It's not, you know, it's they put a lot of pressure on the quarterback to get us in the right play, make the right decisions with the football. So I think in terms of that, I've picked up what we're trying to do here fairly well. In terms of things I like to work on, obviously, you know, your decision making can always be better. You know, trying to slow the game down and understand situational football maybe a little better, things like that. You know, you're always looking for areas to grow in your game. So, I mean, those are just a few aspects of the game where I'd like to continue to grow in.
You were in the same division with Kansas City last year. You saw the Chiefs run a similar offense. What are the differences with Doug's doing that Andy's doing?
I just kind of from outside looking in. I mean, obviously, you know, you're aware of what Kansas City does, and I played them a few times over the past few years. It seems like what they have there is something special. They have a lot of weapons. They use a lot of, you know, different guys. And, you know, I guess that's something we're trying to do here. You know, we have a lot of weapons on this football team, and the object of the game is to put the ball in your playmaker's hands. You know, I think Doug understands that, and Coach Frank understands that, and, you know, we have ex-quarterbacks understand that. You know, give the ball to the guys that are going to make plays for you.
Hey, Matt, when you saw him, did you think there was a chance team to
three quarterbacks? You know, I didn't really think of it, to be honest with you. I never have. I've been in a position before where I came into an NFL camp. I've been the fourth quarterback. So it's not, you know, that never really crosses my mind. I show up here every day, and if I'm given one rep, then it's the best rep of the day. If I'm given 10 reps and I try to have the 10 best reps of the day, I can't control what they give me. I can't control if I'm first, second, third, or fourth. I can control that. I'm here today. I'm going to work on the film room. I'm going to work on the weight room. I'm going to work on the practice room. That way, if I make the team or if I get more reps, it's awesome. But if I don't, then I need to work harder to get more reps or this or that. It's not, at the end of the day, it's out of my hands, you know. And all I can do is stay positive and work hard. And that's all they can ask for.
I just ask because some teams traditionally keep two, some teams are known to keep two. Is that wasn't something you were actually studying at the time?
Well, no, it's not. I mean, it was an opportunity, you know, for me to come and reunite with John DeFilippo, who I played for in Oakland, and the opportunity to work with Frank and Doug, who are both former quarterbacks, who have a lot of experience. And, you know, like I said, I just feel myself growing as a quarterback from being around those guys on a daily basis. In terms of whether you keep two or three quarterbacks, again, I can't control it. You know, I compete every day. You know, I've beaten out guys that have been ahead of me before, you know, and those decisions are well above my pay grade, so.